Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And we're talking money today, small business owners. We're talking about how you can get a good loan. We have a banker on the line, Mark Shubring, will be the guest speaker at the upcoming BBA meeting this coming Monday, August 2nd at 6 o'clock right here at the Minority Business Development Center. We're located at 2139 Southwest Adams. The main topic, how to prepare for a business loan. Tell us a little bit about Mark Shubring. How did you become associated with Camp Grove State Bank?
Well, Camp Grove State Bank is a 101-year-old bank that literally for that whole period has been just making farm loans. And about the first of the year, the owners decided that it was important for them to expand beyond just the farm loans that they historically have done, and they wanted to do business lending, specifically small business lending. And they reached out to me, and I knew some of the people down there, and they knew me, and one thing led to another, and I've been down there for a couple months now.
So when we talk about small business owners, you know, this last year or so has been rough with COVID. Everything really has just been set on its ear. From where you sit, what's been some of the biggest challenges for small businesses over the last year and a half?
Well, it's been on a couple of fronts. One is for the people that or the businesses that have seen their business reduced significantly, it's just getting cash flow to cover their expenses and pay employees and keep the business going. Some people, on the other hand, because of what they do, their business has been busier than ever. And some of those businesses need to get additional capital because they need to be able to expand their business and buy the equipment or hire the people that would enable them to do that. So that's kind of on the other side. There's also been an increase, actually, the last, especially 6 months, of people looking to buy an existing business. So there's needs of that type as well.
Yeah, that's a positive thing. COVID has presented some opportunities for some people. We know here in Peoria, some of the business folks who, during the lockdown, they had an opportunity to spend some time brainstorming about the dreams that they had for a business. Some people got comfortable working at home and decided, I'm not sure I want to go back to my conventional job, and I could turn this side hustle that I'm doing into a business. Are you seeing some of that as well?
We definitely are. And I think that's a big part of what we'd like to talk about Monday evening. Have a discussion with people about what they're looking at and what are some of the things that if you're doing some of that thinking, what are some consider when you're thinking about taking that next step?
Yeah, the steps for business owners when they're at an entrepreneurial level and they are trying to step out there, whether it is developing their business in their home or trying to acquire another business or trying to upgrade their business or stay afloat. There are many different levels depending on where people are.
Right.
Yeah, and it will vary in terms of what advice, you know, you could offer them. But generally speaking, how does one prepare for their first small business loan? Give me a couple, three keys to that preparation.
Sure, and we'll go into this in more detail Monday evening, but one of the things is you want to make sure that to the extent that you can is you reduce your household expenses. You want to be able to, if you've got outstanding debt, you want to be able to reduce that as much as possible. You want to, if possible, save money. And the more you can do to reduce that personal lifestyle, the better off you're going to be as you go into that process. That's true whether you're just getting started or you've been in business for a while. That just gives more money for the business. You know, one of the other things is, of course, yeah, the flip side of that is, are there things that you can do to increase your income to allow you to get better positioned for something down the road, maybe in 6, 12, 18 months? And then probably the other thing is something you probably hear about pretty frequently is you want to start planning what that business is going to look like and kind of get that business plan going and really start thinking about the financial numbers. Start playing with that a little bit.
Yeah, and that's something that we can't overstate, because what we found is, unfortunately, a lot of people don't take the time to really explore that business plan and fully develop it. You want to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and you've thought this thing through 5 years, your vision for 10 years, you've had your location, you're looking at who your customers are or could be, you're looking at how you're going to market your business, you're looking at your capacity. Let's say you open the business and then be careful what you ask for, and you get this big order, right? You get this big order. You know, will you be able to fulfill it? Am I leaving out anything?
You did a bunch of it. One of the things I'd like to add to that is it almost play with your financial statement projections the way you might play with a video game. You know, what happens if my volume goes up and my expenses go up? Can I still make money at this level? If my sales drop, what do I have to do to make adjustments? All those kinds of things up and down with your income statement, so people can understand what the impact of decisions that they make are going to have on the business as they move through month to month.
You were laughing when I was talking about capacity, because I think we're all familiar with that one commercial. I don't know what the company was, but this couple opened up a little business and they got their first order and it came over the printer, and they're looking at it and they're excited because they, you know, got this first order for like 5 widgets that they were making. And then the next order came and the page just kept coming and coming.
Yes.
Because it was like, you know, 10,000, you know, somebody wanted 10,000 of them. And that's a great thing.
Right.
That's a great thing on the one hand, but you don't have the capacity on the other. So expound on that. Right. Talk to me about the importance of knowing what your capacity is or could be.
You know, part of that is an ongoing operation. You have to kind of look at and be cognizant of what your abilities are. What was that old movie, old Western about you got to know your limitations? You kind of got to continually look at your business and say, you know, we can increase maybe 25% up, but we may not be able to increase 125% up. So if you get a situation like that, and hopefully even before that, you're starting to work with perhaps another company in a similar line of work that you might be able to partner with, or, you know, are there places that you could lease equipment that would allow you to get it out quick, or can you sublease or sub out some of the work, et cetera. So you can kind of get additional capacity beyond what you've got yourself. Those are all strategies that you need to kind of keep looking at. So even once you start the business, you got to keep the business plan going. It's probably the important part.
You work in banking, and I was pretty good in math when I was in high school and college, and when we had our business. And when I look at the title of your presentation, How to Prepare for Your First Small Business Loan, when I see the word prepare, I see a dollar sign and I see numbers. When you were talking about your capacity of 25% or 125%, how important is it for you to have a knowledge of math or to have someone on your team or someone who is accessible to you that is knowledgeable about numbers?
You know, that is very important. I mean, I think as important as just the book knowledge, school knowledge, so to speak, is the willingness just to immerse yourself into playing with the numbers and playing what if all the time. So you've got to be able to understand what the numbers mean and what the impact of what you do day to day has on the numbers. And that often takes a while for an owner to develop a sense of that. It's not usually an innate kind of a skill, but over time, people develop that usually. The scary part for a banker, I can tell you, is if somebody comes in and they give you some numbers and they have no idea what they mean, you say, talk to my accountant. You know, the business owner really needs to understand what he's doing because they've got to make decisions based on that. So it is real important to your point.
But on the other hand, we don't necessarily want to scare people off who have a great business vision into thinking that they have to be a math genius in order to go into business.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, obviously, you can have partners that people help you doing those kinds of things, whether that's an accountant or you know somebody else on staff who has a skill with that. And frankly, though, the parts that I think are really important isn't, you know, we're not talking algebra, we're not talking calculus, we're talking math, addition, subtraction, for the most part, multiplication, division, you know, basic kinds of stuff that that you can develop that skill. I think that's something everybody can pretty much do.
We want to remind our listeners, this is Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank, better. And we are very pleased to have on the line Mark Shubring. He is with Camp Grove State Bank, and he will be our keynote facilitator this coming Monday, August 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Minority Business Development Center for the BBA meeting, where he will present on how to prepare for your first small business loan. And we're going to delve a little deeper into your presentation. But before we do, I did want to run by about three business terms that we use that I think our listeners should have a better understanding of what they mean. You and I have been talking about capacity, and maybe we should define that. Capacity, overhead, profit margin. Explain what capacity is.
Well, capacity is your ability to provide a service or provide a product within the scope of the resources that you have available, whether that be equipment or people or time yourself or you know, whatever limiting restrictions you might have. That's kind of what a capacity is.
Right. So if someone makes cakes and they average a cake a day, somebody comes in and says, I want a cake, and then they, you know, bake it. The order comes in at 9 in the morning. They'll have the cake ready for the person by 4 o'clock that afternoon. And they do that every day. Then that's a decent operation. But then if they're the only person working there, and someone comes in, like we were saying about the commercial before, and they order 50 cakes and they want them all by tomorrow, the next day, then you got a capacity problem. Then you're talking about perhaps adding staff, adding ovens, et cetera, right?
Right. You might need more space. you might need, you know, all those kinds of things. Or you might need somebody you can sub out to. That happens. Or sometimes when things grow that fast, it's a perfect time for an owner to frankly, to look at selling.
Yeah.
That happens too.
Right. Overhead. What is overhead?
Well, overhead is what it costs you to open the doors every day. It's your expenses, things that you're writing checks for. So it's the electric bill, it's the rent, it's the, you know, telephones or, you know, whatever it is that you have to make payments on. That's your overhead.
And you know what? You said something, Mark, that I want to illuminate. You said things that you write checks for, because what we also witnessed during the COVID year, when the federal government, state government, local government came along and said, you know, these businesses have had it tough and we're going to give them some money, some of the stipulations that they had for the money disqualified some business people, some small business owners, because a number of them did not have a relationship with a bank. They were paying their employees with cash instead of writing a check. And that's something that that's kind of a hitch that we need to clear up as well.
Yes, I mean, that can create problems for a business over time. It might be tax problems. It might be situations such as this, qualifying for whatever kind of programs are out there. And a lot of ways, even if it's proving that you've got the income, the revenue coming in. When you want to qualify for a loan, I mean, it's all, you want to be able to prove up what you're doing. That usually means you've got to have some way of keeping records for everything. And a bank account or an, you know, account like that is one of the things that helps you do that.
Yeah. And then profit margin. What is that?
Well, profit margin talks about what do you sell something for. So if those cakes sold for $10, it cost you $2 for the materials, for all the flour, et cetera, and $2 to hire whoever's doing the work, and another dollar for the rent and the electric bill. Then you've got an expense of $5. So $10 minus $5 is the $5 that's left, and that's your margin. It's kind of what do you make after you put all the expenses for making that product into it.
And then from a business owner standpoint, you can gauge whether or not you want to increase your prices on that cake. If it costs mm-hmm. you, if it costs you $8 or $9 to make it and you're selling it for $10, then you're not going to make much of a profit. So maybe you're going to increase the cost of the cake. But then that has a relationship with the customers. How much are the customers willing to pay for the cake? And so, yeah, that's where we get into finessing your business. All very important. Okay, so now let's get back to your presentation in terms of preparing for your first small business loan. On your flyer, the word loan is a different color than the other letters. It's green. A loan is something you have to pay back. It's not a grant. Let's start with that. Yeah. Talk about that.
Well, right. I mean, a loan is someone giving you some money with the expectations that you will give that back to them later, some interest on it to pay for the funds from somebody else. So, in effect, you're kind of like renting the money. A grant is something that was given to you, like some of the things that were being done during the COVID, which the expectation was you wouldn't have to give it back.
And
meant to help.
Oh, go ahead.
I said it was just the grants were meant to help businesses get through periods that, through no fault of their own, you know, the government wanted people to basically shut down for a while. So the government was trying to help out because of that. So.
And people shouldn't be afraid of loans. Loans can be your friends. You can pay them back. They can be reasonable in terms of the amortization and the interest rate, right?
Correct. I mean, it's a loan is a tool. You don't want to waste it. You don't want to take on just any amount without thinking through what is it that I can do with that loan. If I buy a piece of equipment, how much would that allow me to make more of my product? Can I sell more? Is it worthwhile to buy one or two pieces of equipment, depending on how much the payments are and so on? You have to kind of work through it a little bit to kind of think through what's the appropriate amount of debt for what you're doing. But as a business owner, it's frequently necessary that you would need to borrow it from time to time so you can expand your capacity.
So that was, yeah, and that was my next question. What typically are loans used for? Do you take out a loan to start the business, to open it up? Do you take out a loan to, as you say, expand your capacity? You take out a loan to buy some equipment? You take out a loan for payroll? I'm thinking no on that one, but I could be wrong. Talk to me about those options.
You know, a lot of the ones that you had mentioned were kind of typical ones. Even payroll from time to time, especially if it relates to kind of a special project or a new venture that the business is getting into. And it's a temporary kind of a thing that might fall under a category that bankers call working capital, which is just money that you've got that you can use in day-to-day operations, your day-to-day business running. So it is possible to borrow for that. You know, some of those kinds of loans, frankly, the longer you've been in business, the easier it is to get those kind of loans. When you're just starting, the more that you can depend on yourself, the better off you are. But a lot of times you do need help with that. And there's ways to get at funding, and, loans aren't the only way to get money. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well on Monday. But what are some potential sources for, your very first getting out the door project, or startup. So those are all things that we'll kind of touch base on a little bit on Monday.
Yeah, some great information. How to prepare for your first small business loan. Mark Shubring with Camp Grove State Bank on Monday, this coming Monday, August 2nd, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams. He will talk about that and some other things. Masks are required. We want to mention that. And the BBA meeting, if you want to reserve a spot, you're encouraged to call area code 309-966-3989. That's 966-3989 to reserve your spot. Again, that's Monday at 6 o'clock here at the Minority Business Development Center. Mark Shubring bringing his wisdom to us in terms of preparing for your first small business loan. And as he mentioned, other sources of income as well. Anything that you wanted to add that we didn't get to talk about?
Well, I think a little bit for Monday, I just wanted to say that I'm really looking forward to having a conversation with everyone. I have some material that I want to kind of pass along to people, but a lot of what we're going to do, I think, I hope anyway, is that we will have a conversation back and forth, and people will have a chance to talk a little bit about where they are on the journey, because as you mentioned earlier, that everybody's kind of on a different place. And we can talk a little bit about what their next step needs to be and how do you take that next step and how do you start lining it up so you can get to that point where you can open the business and if need be, apply for a business loan.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people at different levels, just starting out, already established, wanting to buy a piece of equipment, wanting to expand their capacity, wanting to start a special project and pay their employees more. So yeah, loans are important, and then you can help them through those financial obligations that you have when you get the loan in terms of how much is a decent amount for how much you're bringing into your business. You don't want to get this enormous loan. Well, the bank would have to qualify for it. So, I mean, there's that. Just how much is enough sometimes. Sometimes you may take a loan that's too small, right?
Well, yes, that can happen. Again, and you can take too much, frankly. Sometimes that happens. So
Sometimes
you don't always want to give as much as the lender will give you. But, so you've got to kind of think it through yourself and you know, what you think is appropriate.
Right, right. Mark Shubring, hey, thank you for being on Dollars and Cents.
Hey, my pleasure. It was an honor to talk with you today.
All right, and we'll see you Monday at 6 o'clock at the Minority Business Development Center for our BBA meeting. Thank you, sir.
Looking forward. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. Thanks for listening. Money, money, money.